Okay, there we go. Let's do it. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Your mic's dropping.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we're back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope you all enjoy trying to see me fix this. It's going to be an ongoing battle today. I can already see that. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Trinity Taylor, and I work at Avenue Eatery, so we're here to talk about that, I guess.
No, we're here to talk about anything. Mm-hmm. So, all right, first and foremost, where are you from? That's the easiest place to start.
Good old Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay.
Yeah.
What part of Edmonton?
I've lived all over, north side, west side, south side, Sherwood Park even.
What was your favorite part about Edmonton, of all the different sides?
Probably south side. Don't really know exactly why.
Yeah.
There's not a thing that's like
jumping out at you. Yeah.
I wouldn't move back, I wouldn't say. There's just so much construction, so much
everything
going on now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Southside was just my happy place at that time. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
And the south side, are you talking about like the Windermere area?
Millwoods.
Millwoods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was like my favorite couple of years down there.
Nice.
Probably because I was out of my parents' house and
doing
my own thing.
Cool.
Yeah, making a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, there you go. Millwoods has some really nice houses too. Like they're from a time period of just like...
Well, it's because it's one of the oldest spots in the city, right?
It's very nice. Like I love the architecture there because it's just like kind of like average Canadian house, you know, like what like the picture was.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So yeah, no, Millwoods is cool. I like Millwoods. Yeah. I have my in-laws live in the south side, like even further south, where it used to be like farmers' fields and stuff back.
Oh yeah.
The day.
One of my girlfriends, she actually lives out in I can't remember the name of it, but it's like brand new houses right off the river valley and everything like that, and it's far south and you have to drive almost 45 minutes just to get there. It's ridiculous.
It's huge.
How much driving you have to do just to get from one side of the city to the other now.
But what I will say is that Henday, the Anthony
even
Henday,
the Henday though.
Oh, it's a lifesaver though.
It is.
Versus Calgary.
Like, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I've only lived in Calgary for like 2 years and that was a very, very small time.
Right.
Don't remember much of it. I just remember there was a lot of one ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was ridiculous.
That's right. And so what brought you to Fort McMurray?
I got pregnant from somebody who lived here.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. Nice.
Yeah, we weren't even dating and then realized that the only way to kind of either not make the family work, but, you know, income-wise and whatnot, was for him to keep his job and me to move down here.
Nice. How long have you been here for now?
Just about 3 years now.
3 years?
Yeah, we moved when our daughter was a month and a half old.
Okay, so like right before COVID?
Right after.
Right after?
Yes. Okay. My daughter was born December 16, 2020.
Okay.
I mean, so I guess it was the peak of COVID.
Yeah,
because
we
moved in January of 2021.
So what was that like, moving, like, to a new place and, like,
and
not being able
COVID
to go out?
And during COVID and not knowing anything?
Yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah, no doubt.
We currently, or at that time, we lived with his dad. So I just stayed in the room with my daughter most of the time.
Yeah.
And watched a lot of, is it like a tuna show? It was like the Wildest Catch or something, and it was like a catching tuna.
Oh, Deadliest Catch?
I don't know if it was deadliest, but it was about tuna. But it was close to the same thing.
Yeah,
and I just watched
a
lot of that in Home Improvement.
Oh, HGTV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Tim the Two Man Taylor there. I was just like, oh, that's hilarious.
HGTV. What's your favorite show on HGTV?
Property Brothers.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I'm really big fan of Hometown Makeover.
Yeah, that's another good one.
They really blew up those Property Brothers.
What's your HGTV show? I know you got one.
House Hunters International.
Yeah.
The international.
I don't like House Hunters because, I've watched episodes of House Hunters where they're like, yeah, we're choosing between three houses and we chose the empty lot we're going to build on. Yeah.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
And then you're
that's
just like, okay, so what's the house look like that you're going to buy then?
Yeah. That's right. But they do have those shows where they go and show you now, like what they build.
Yeah, but like when are you ever catching the what we built episode to the same episode that you watch where they didn't build anything?
Oh, I put in time. I'm catching it very often. Like, I haven't had cable now for, like, 2 years. So, like, nowadays
you just got cable.
I'm not.
It's exciting now that we've gotten it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rewatching things that I have no care in the world to watch.
Oh, my
God. Like, wow.
Commercials? Yeah. Like, I didn't watch cable forever. And then I turned on cable and I saw commercials. I was like, I like commercials. Like,
my daughter, she has never seen, like, never watched commercials because we just watch, like, Disney or Netflix. Yeah. And then as we're watching a show, she goes, where did the show go? Like, yeah. What happened?
That's right. That's
right. Like, these kids will never know what we had to deal with during commercial time.
Well, like, to be fair, we didn't have to. We had better commercials, too. Like, you remember Kids' Toys commercials?
Yeah.
They were popping. Like, Kids' Toy commercials were so cool. They don't exist anymore. Like, you don't
nobody's
see.
Nobody's making commercials.
They
like
used
that.
To be on every channel because kids were watching everything.
Yeah.
But now they're just like, you have to watch the kids' shows.
The worst channel with commercials, I'd say, is the one that has, like, Tattoo Rescue and Bar Rescue and stuff like that.
What is that, Spike?
Spike.
Literally, their commercials are a snippet of 10 minutes of the one show, of a different show.
Oh.
Like, you're sitting there and you're watching the whole thing, and then it's just like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, like you got invested and now you're like, oh, where's this going?
Or you got invested in the show that you're watching, but then you have to wait half an hour almost for
it. Sounds like they're doing it right.
No, that was
but it's like snippets, so then you're just like, what now? And but the thing is, it's the same snippets every commercial too.
Oh.
So you're watching, like, when we got our cable the other probably like a week ago or something,
right.
It was one of the same commercials from like when we had cable 3 years ago.
Now I ask you the question, do you stick around to watch the full episode? Do they ever air it?
No, I don't. Actually, the last time I just got annoyed, and I just went right back to Netflix.
At least there's not infomercials anymore. Remember when you would, like, go
they're
and watch?
They're still there.
They're not 30 minutes anymore.
No.
Like, I remember going to watch a TV show, and then an infomercial that took up a whole half-hour slot would come
right.
on in between TV shows.
Right.
Yeah.
What are we doing here watching Billy Mays when I'm trying to watch cartoons?
That's right. That's right. Facts. So, TV, it's evolved and changed over the years.
Yeah.
So HGTV, hands down,
HGTV
best
is
channel.
Always going to be the one.
Best channel.
Down. Yeah.
But yeah, House Hunters International. Because like I like.
We also watched the auction one.
What's the auction?
Like
one?
It's
Auction Hunters.
There's like Auction Hunters. There's a bunch of different auction ones, and it's just kind of cool to see the treasures and whatnot that they find in these lockers. There was one where
Storage Wars.
Yeah, ones like that. Yeah. Those ones are good too.
Those are good.
Yeah. And you see something that you haven't seen in the longest time, or you're learning like new things that were out there that you never knew about.
That's right.
That's my favorite is going back and watching old TV shows from when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Like I just found Unwrapped. You ever watch Unwrapped?
I've heard of it.
It's like the food version of How It's Made, and it is my favorite show. It's so
I don't like watching food shows. It's just I get too hungry and I sit there and I'm just like, I wish I could cook that. I wish I could eat that.
Oh, but it's just snacks. It's just corner store snacks.
Oh, okay. Unwrapped
like,
is?
Yeah, like it's just like snack foods and comfort foods, and it's like, you know, or they teach you like how Subway. I just watched how Subway came to be. It used to be a place called Pete's Subway Sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah, and like they sold 7 kinds of sandwiches, and like that was it, and you couldn't get lettuce, and you just learn fun facts about food. It's fun.
Wild. Fun facts.
Yeah, I love fun facts.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, I haven't had to watch a commercial in ages, but this guy, because I pay for YouTube like no ads.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know what an ad looks like. So this guy a few weeks ago was just like, hey, you want to watch some commercials from like the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Wildly inappropriate.
I couldn't imagine the 60s and 70s.
Oh, no, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Like there was a commercial we watched and the husband was like, oh, this coffee tastes terrible. It sucks. And then the woman was like, oh, like, what could I do better? And he was like, I don't know, but the women at the office sure make a better coffee than you.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it cuts to her being like, how am I going to make my husband's coffee better? And then it's a Folgers commercial. She's like, oh, I'll get Folgers. And then literally at the end, he's like, that's better.
Oh, my goodness.
And the ad, like, ends. Like, he might be thinking about the women's coffee at the office, but he's at home drinking yours. And you're just like, that's what?
So bad.
What? It was unreal. And
the
so,
best
like,
part of waking up.
Yeah. Is with the other women in your mind.
Yeah. Right. The Folgers commercials are wild from back in the day.
Yeah.
And like some of the kids commercials and stuff that we were watching, just like they were allowed to say and do
there was,
and different
there's
things.
One going around that I keep watching it on like Facebook or whichever, and I don't know if it's a fake one.
Yeah.
But it's called Finger Blasters.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's like the kids are, it's just like, oh, I love being finger blasted in the morning, or and like coming home after school and getting finger blasted. And I'm just like,
you're like,
what?
Get
like,
finger blasted by your mom.
Yeah.
Get finger blasted by your dad. Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah. If it is a real ad,
wildly
it is.
Inappropriate, yeah, and I'm right. Like, I don't know if this is correct or
you never know anymore, especially like with some of the ads that they can like take an old ad and make it look new and vice versa. So you're looking at something, and you're like, I don't know.
No, yeah, seriously.
No. So with the move, you're here in Fort McMurray. You're locked in your room all the time. Mm-hmm. How did you find Avenue?
I worked at Boston Pizza first for a little bit, and then I met a girl, and she, how did it work? It was another, like, mom friend, and her and I would just keep going, like, going to each other's houses for coffee and whatnot, mm-hmm. and then we were meeting up with a couple other friends, so we decided to, she's like, hey, let's check out Avenue, and when we went there, it was, like, their first couple months of being open, and it was the worst experience I've ever had.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, I was mind blown by it. So her and I looked at each other and we were just like, want to tag team this place?
Yeah.
And I'm not even kidding. And then she started first. Yeah. And she, like, her and I are, you know, we're pretty good servers. Yeah. So she started first. And I actually then, that's when I got a job at the brew house. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to make way more money slinging drinks and doing this. I worked there for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
And it was not a good time in my experience.
Yeah.
So then I called him up and I was like, hey, you guys, will you give me a second chance? Because I had an interview with Sarah and she was like, yeah, let's go. Like, you're hired. And then I messaged her and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take the job with Brewhouse, I think.
That's right.
So then, after the week and a half or whatever, I messaged her back and it was
tail
between my legs. Like, maybe this is actually better for me. And in the long run, it really was because, being a mom, wanting to be home in the evening time and, having not have to serve drinks to, people that you
drunks.
Don't really want to. Yeah. So,
nice.
And then it's just been an ongoing battle ever since.
Yeah. That's awesome. Now, speaking of battles, like, working where you work, it'd be like very challenging not to eat all of the time.
Oh my God, today?
Yeah.
I didn't get to eat before my shift, and then you're just constantly serving people's food.
Yeah.
And all you think is like, okay, I'm going to eat that. Okay, I'm going to eat that. Oh, that looks good. Oh, that smells good. And like, my stomach has never wanted to like eat itself so much.
Right.
When you forget to eat before shift.
So are you telling me that you eat food in the morning?
Not always.
But you like to eat in the morning because that's when people eat normally, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
if I don't work, I'm eating in the morning. But normally, like, I get up around 7:30, and by the time you drop off the kid at daycare, get to work, there's no time to really eat.
Yeah, but, like, if you had that free time, you would eat, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right? Like a normal human being.
Yeah.
How's that life doing over there?
Even my fiancé, he's always like, well, why don't you just take a break and eat? And it's like, obviously, you've never served, because if I had a table and I'm just like, peace out, I'm about to take a break to eat, they would be like, I'm going somewhere else then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't want to wait 15 minutes for your table.
No. Yeah, they want to be served right away, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, no, you come last. Even when you're busy running around for 8 hours and you barely get to drink any water, and then you have that swig of water and you wonder why you're doing this.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Well, listen, Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his segment called the Max City Minute. But before we jump into that, we need to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, I'm Carrie Beaton. I make all-natural skincare and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and works I have available, you can click on the links below. Thank you so much.
There we go, and we're back. Sorry for the noise in the headphones. I was trying to fix the mic. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one for you today. What was the most shocking part about moving to Fort McMurray for you?
The lack of community. Like, it's a good community, but the lack of things to do in the community.
Question number two. What do you think is the most underrated kids' TV show from when you were a child?
Hey Arnold.
Great answer. Question number three. What is one product you use daily that you think more people should know about?
Deodorant.
Great answer.
Shots fired.
Yeah, that's definitely targeted at somebody. Yeah. Question number four. What is your go-to takeout food order?
I don't know if I have a takeout, like a go-to. Like if I would order something right now?
Yeah.
At this exact moment?
Sure.
Chicken fingers and fries.
Great answer.
From where?
Anywhere. I'm not particular.
Okay, cool.
Question number five. What has been your oddest interaction with a customer while waitressing?
A lot of them I try to blank out. So
that's a great answer. Those have been your five questions.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Now, speaking of chicken fingers, I hear you can get cheap chicken, what's the day at Club Rewind for chicken fingers?
Chicken Tender Tuesdays.
Chicken Tender Tuesdays. There we go.
Yeah, at Club Rewind.
Yeah, pretty happy about that
food
concept.
Food supplied by Avenue.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Hey Arnold.
You're right.
What a great show.
It was an awesome show, and it made people, to me, it seemed like that's how life was, you know? Like,
right.
The way friends interacted with each other, the way the girl treated the guy when she liked him, you know? Mm. It was just all of it, and it wasn't gross and gushy, and
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, and I can't remember, there was, and I think it's called, like, Angelica or not? No,
Angelica's from Rugrats.
But there's another one, and it was like a little. It was a girl. It was like a cart. Obviously, they're all cartoons. It was like a drawing almost, and she had like short red hair, and
Daria?
An orange dress. No, it was an orange dress. I don't think it was Daria.
Okay, no, Daria was on MTV. She had glasses, brown hair.
I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, man, I can't. I wish I remembered the name
of it. What color dress?
An orange dress. And short red hair.
Oh, Pippi Longstocking?
No, I started with long an A. I swear it started with an A.
You'll find it.
Amanda Anaconda? Is it like cutouts?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was like pasting
and
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean, like cartoon. Yeah, cartoon.
Yeah, like that was like glue and paste from like magazines and
stuff. Exactly.
Yeah, Amanda Anaconda.
Yeah.
That show was terrifying. Yeah. That show gave me nightmares as a child.
Did it? Yep. Really?
Terrifying.
That's why you remember it then.
Yeah. Yeah, with the like the short little French girl, and then like they had the Italian dude too.
Yeah,
and that show was
nightmare. I feel like it didn't last very long.
No,
I liked watching it.
It was two seasons.
That's awesome. I never saw that show. I know what you both are talking about, but I never watched an episode.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, Hey Arnold was like
a
cool show.
1999 to 2001. Angela Anaconda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just terrible.
Tell me how you really think that.
No, dude, like this. It was like, what was that other one? The show with the teepees? TP Time or something like that? Was another one. No, there was another show that was on Canadian TV at the same time as that.
I don't think it was called TV. Ah, shucks. That's funny. Yeah, but
oh, screw you. It was totally called TP Time. There's a TV show that was on CBC called TP Time. Real show.
Oh.
Don't at me.
See?
From when? When to when?
This is 20...
I don't remember what it...
2020?
Wow.
Yeah. This
2020.
This is not the show I'm talking about, but there is a show called TP Time, so
okay.
Don't at me.
2020, it definitely wasn't.
They better be
younger.
Talking about constructing teepees in this show. Like, the creative team on that one really, like...
Yeah, they took it away on that one.
We got this show about teepees. What are we going to call it? TP Time. Jim?
Yeah, raise for this
guy. Yeah, give it to him. But yeah, Hey Arnold, because it's based in New York, me and my buddy Pero, we used to have, like, our front steps, so we started calling them stoops.
Oh, nice.
Because of that show. It was a neat show.
Yeah, no, I was definitely a lot younger then, but I know, yeah. I remember it. That's something I enjoyed watching, right?
Yeah.
I feel like everything, cartoons are just not the same anymore.
Yeah.
Nope.
And it's sad. Like, all the cartoons, I feel like the only good one, because of my daughter watching them right now, is Peppa Pig, because it's, like, shows of family and friends and, like, loving each other. And
it
builds on that. The accent, all these kids are getting up on an accent.
That's
and
right.
I'm like, you guys aren't British.
That's right. That's like, so funny. Yeah.
But that's I feel like that's the only one that I have watched myself.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm okay watching it.
That's right.
The other ones, I'm just turn this garbage right off.
You're not into Paw Patrol yet?
Gosh, no. And no, neither is she. So
I'll take it.
Yeah, she was Marshall for Halloween, but I think it was more so just the fact of Marshall being a firefighter and a dog.
Right.
She wants to be a firefighter when she grows up, is what we're told.
Do you guys listen to any music with her?
I listen to music with her when we take bath time.
Okay.
Yeah, we have, like, a bath time music playlist.
Nice. What's in the playlist?
A lot of Disney music and Cocomelon songs.
I don't know what a Cocomelon is.
Well, it's just, like, it's Cocomelon's a brand, like, it's a show again. Okay. But, and it's the kids singing, like, Itsy Bitsy Spider and Patty Cake and stuff like that. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so she sits there and she sings them with you and whatnot.
Oh, that's
I'm trying to get her into, like, the older Disney, but she has no cares for it at the moment.
That's right. No
yeah.
point of reference.
No, exactly. You have to kind of follow the storyline, right? Whereas these other little shows that are just of little babies laughing at each other.
Right, right.
Nothing to it.
There you go. Cool. Well, listen. Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time.
Okay.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Woo.
There we go. Nice. There we go. All right. Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo and the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to Neural Toyota as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the Coldwell team. Thank you all very much for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.